introducing Donald Bays, Huddle Shir after Shir Gimel.
If Rashi Tes Vavam and Aleph speaks about the fact that if you let an Eved go out by Yovel, you're being mafsid yadon. So we saw a dik from none other than Harav Knoblovich from Ashdod. Rav Knoblovich makes a dik. What do you mean mafsid yadon? That's all you bought it for. If he goes out by Sheish, Rashi says, let him go out by Sheish or after Sheish, fine. But if he goes out before Sheish and Yovel, you're being mafsid yadon. What do you mean? He bought him until Yovel. What do we see from Rashi? As name, Yovel is Afka. It's being Mafkia, whatever he was koine. As opposed to Sheish, Sheish was saying is not Afka. The Kenyan is Sheish Shana Medaikin in Rashi. Rashi said on Daf, you would dial it Amid Beis on the top. Besoif Sheish Shanim Yotza Chavshi, Soif Sheish Shana, as opposed to by Yovel, Rashi says, Impoga Boy Yovel. Lashon of Poga Boy, which those of us who were talking and learning last night, Medaikin Toys Riazakin says different Lashon. Stam, if it comes Yovel, Poga Boy Yovel. Sounds like Yovel is Kilu, and that's the Rashi over here, Tesvavim and Avakoponim. That was just spoken about before. Then we got involved in the Hefta that we said over here, that what's this din of doing the pinyon? So now Rashi and Avdalad Amid Beis is Meduyik, that who does the pinyon?
She does.
She does. The Targum Yoinasem Ben Oziel Sel, who does the pinyon? He does. Who's he does?
The father.
Sounds like a machloikas. I don't know if Rashi can argue on Targum Yoinasem Ben Oziel. I don't know if Rashi had Targum Yoinasem Ben Oziel. Maybe he did. He did on Nach. Maybe he did on Chumash. Don't know. But maybe it's not a machloikas. Maybe only the father has the mitzvah to do pidgin. She could do the pidgin, she does not mitzvah to do pidgin. Why is she not mitzvah to do pidgin? Well, first of all, she doesn't have any money. But more than that, she can't be mitzvah because she is a
katano.
What? She can do it with the shazav, yeah. But the shaila is fekta elgor sameach. How could a katana do pidyon? If pidyon is kinyan kesef, how is she makne the kesef to the adon? Tzarech iyon. She could be koin herself because she has das. Acheres maknoisa. How could she be makne the kesef? Tzarech iyon. We didn't say an answer, but if you what we said, we're going to give an answer. So that was the question that we spoke about. Now, what we asked the question, Rashi says, how do I know Kesef Kinyan from the Pasuk of Hefter? Hold on. Hefter's talking about the pigeon. How do I see from a pigeon that this Kinyan says Rashi? Because if there was no Kesef Kinyan, then my Migareya. The Eloi Kana Bidami, my Migareya. Ask the Taisus Arush. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. What do you mean? Maybe you're acquainted with Kesef. Sorry, maybe you're acquainted with Shtar. And there's Dabim on the side. Says the Taisus, says the Rashba. Maybe you're acquainted with Shtar. And there's Dabim on the side. So therefore, he brings the Rabbeinu Tam a whole different pshat. What's the pshat over here? He says, from the fact that you could do bikoina on the way out, you could be koina on the way in. Not necessarily that every time you're koina on the way out, you're koina on the way in with the same thing. But if it works on the way out, it works on the way in. Frek the Rashba of Zich asks a question. So okay, so if I can be moitzi in Isha Mishtar, can I be machnes in Isha Mishtar? If I can be megarish in Isha Mishtar? Can I be the Kaddish in Isha Mishtar? The Fidus, it should be yes. So what do I need? A special Pasuk of Yatzah? The Haisa. What do I need that for? Why don't you say just from this Svara? He says over there different. Why? Haishtara. The Haishtara. Over here, Kesef Tiva Chada. So therefore, here it's one Zach. I'll call upon him. That's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam, brought in the Rashba, not like Rashi. We want to understand pshat Rashi. Now we have another kasha that's asked over here on a similar mahalach of Rashi, which is it says Giroin Kesef in the Mishnah. It doesn't say Giroin Kesef is only if you are Makne, if you are Koine Bekesef. So this question comes up in the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid brings a shita of someone whose name also happens to be Rabbeinu Tam, and over there he asks the question: does Nirtza have Giroyan Kesef? Does Nirtza have Giroyan Kesef? Says Rabbeinu Tam, no. Why not? Because you can only do Giroyan Kesef if you were Koine Bekesef. And meaning that Nirtza was not Koine Bekesef. Why? Because the Kinyan Nirtza Mitzah is the new Kenyan, excellent, new Kenyan. So then the Kenyan Yitzah doesn't have Giroi and Kesef. Frick, the Tosis read, I don't know what you're talking about. Why does Giroi and Kesef need to have a Kenyan Kesef? That doesn't make any sense to me. So what's going on over here? He says a whole different reason. His reason is because Anirtza is a knas, and on Anirtza we are not letting you out early. No way. You can only get out if the husband, if your husband dies or with Yovel. Nafkumina says the Mishnah Lamelech is whether or not you can let out Anirtza with Shtar. If the only reason you don't let out is because of the special thing of Giroi and Kesef, Giroi only works. If the Kenyan was with Kesef, Giroi works. So that doesn't say anything about Shtar. Shtar doesn't need it to be to go in with anything. Shtar takes you out. Fine. But if the Vardis were making a knas on a person that's Nirtza, we don't let you out anything early. Shtar wants to let you out early. No getting out early. That's enough to me. Where? It's a kasha. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Shtar? Do you shine about to deal with it? Okay, well, so Mishnah says.
What? Related?
Underlined Tosfos and Zevi Hoffman's Gemaras. Okay. What's the Yisrael of Achleikas? We said a Chakira from the Achroinim. Many Achroinim speak about Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is doch one of the Groysel Amdonim. He was the Rosh Shiva. Anyone know where? Right? Where? Ponovich. He was a Rosh Shiva in Ponovich by Reb Shach. The Ponovich Rav. Going to Reb Shach and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky to be Rosh Shiva. He's Rosh Shiva in Ponovich. He claims the final Chakira. Giroi Kesef is as follows. An Isha has been a slave and she wants out. She gives Giroi and Kesef, whatever that means exactly, she does it, she gets out. Yeshlach, how does that work? One pshat is, you bought her, she has the option of buying herself back. I sold you my car. I can always buy my car back if I want to. Usually, I need your permission. So it's mechadish that I can force you to sell it to me, Ken Zion. Now the pshat in Giroi and Kesef is, not that I'm buying back what I sold you. I'm going to dismantle and undo the original Kenyan. I'm going to make that this that you think you were kind to me is not here anymore. I'm going to undo, be matir the original Kenyan. Yeshlachkor, how does Giroi and Kesef work? If Giroi and Kesef is a new Kenyan, so I don't care how you were kind originally. You're kind with Mashicha, I'm kind with Akba. You're kind with Shtam, I'm kind with Chazaka. There's no Shaykhis, the original Kenyan to the new Kenyan. The Torah said I could be kind myself back with what? Whatever. But if the pshat in Giroi and Kesef is that I'm dismantling the original Kenyan, so how do I dismantle the original Kenyan? If the Kenyan was the Kesef, I could dismantle it by giving back Kesef. That's what Giroi and Kesef means. It means to dismantle, to be Megadreya the Kesef. That's the pshat in Giroi. Says Rashi. If you could do Giroi and Kesef, it must be there's a Kenyan Kesef. Because if there's no Kenyan Kesef, I can't dismantle a Kenyan with Kesef. I can't dismantle Kenyan Shtar with Kesef because the Kenyan didn't happen with Kesef. If I'm saying giving back Kesef is undoing a Kenyan, what Kenyan is it undoing? Kenyan Kesef. As Muchach in Giroi and Kesef, then there's a Kenyan Kesef.
You're undoing the Kesef. How could you have to give back all the Kesef? Right. So you're undoing exactly what happened. Like it never happened. How could you feel less crazy?
That's an excellent question. That's a very good question. We're going to talk about that in a very big second.
Take it back last Kesef.
Once back.
That's
what Baal
said. No, that doesn't make any sense.
None of this makes sense.
No, wrong. The chiddush of the Torah is that you can undo it, but undoing it has to make sense. If you can put on your pants, you can take them off. But I put on my pants, I can't take off my shirt. It's not called putting on my pants. Take off my pants. It's a chiddush. You put on your pants, you can take them off. Okay, but I gotta take off pants. I can't take off Shtar by giving you back Kesef. Shaykhis. It doesn't make no sense.
You can, but it is a chiddush. It's fancy. If you put on your pants, you take off half your pants. You're right.
That's a very big chiddush. We're gonna get there. But there's a certain structure. should have, how the Kiddush works. You gave Kesef, you give Eked. We're going to get there. Would you hold your horses for a second? Meila. Rabbi Sai, Azeh. Skum Tachais. Rashi learns the Yisrael of Giroyin Kesef is not a new Kenyan. Giroyin Kesef is not Kenyan Kesef. Giroyin Kesef is a vise of Kenyan Kesef. It's a vise that the original Kenyan was with Kesef. And what's out? The other Rishonim. The other Rishonim, well, no, Giroyin is a Naya Kenyan. Because if you see, you could do Kenyan with Giroyin in the end, you could do Kenyan with Kesef in the beginning. Kenyan at the end, Kenyan in the beginning, same thing. Rashi's name. The Giroyin is not a Kenyan Kesef. It's an undoing of the Kenyan Kesef. Meila, the Marshal, Rabbi Sai. The Kasha from the Or Sameach. How could Rashi say that an Isha could be poida Atzma? She's a Ktana. She has no Das. The Fi Rashi, it's not Shmer. Rashi Lishitosai understands. Giroyin Kesef is not Kenyan Kesef. The Torah is Mechadish. I could give it back. Can I give you back something? Can an Isha give you back something that's yours? It's yours. I'm not coming to Shav Kenyan. The man, even a Ketana could do it. Hafla Vafele. To answer the Kasha of the Or Sameach. It's Hafla Vafele. It's not a new Kenyan. Just give it back. Rabbosai. The Tosfos Rid says, Giroyin Kesef doesn't need that the Kenyan was with Kesef. Maybe the Kenyan was with Shtar, and you gave Kesef on the side. Comes the Tosfos Rid, it says a massive Kiddush. And even if there was no Kesef, even a man decided to gift his daughter to his friend as a shif, as an Amevriya, there's also Giroyin Kesef. There's no Kesef involved. How much did the man pay? Zero. How much is he going to pay? Zero. There's still Giroyin Kesef. Time out. What's the Giroyin Kesef? How much do you pay? Well, how much did he pay per year? Nothing. So how much does he mean he paid every year? Nothing. So how much do you have to do Giroyin? Nothing. What's going on? So where's the Giroyin Kesef? Shot is Klor in the Tosfos Rid. He's saying Giroyin Kesef is not about how much money you paid. Giroyin Kesef is about how much the Isha is worth. So even if you paid nothing, we shot up based on the shavius of the Isha, not a question of how much you paid for the Isha. Masha'enkein, according to Rashi, the whole Yisoid of Giroyin Kesef is undoing the original Kenyan. So if the original Kenyan was not done with Kesef, you can't do Giroyin. And it doesn't make a difference what the shavius of the Isha is. It makes a difference of how much money you paid. The vart of Giroyin Kesef is dismantle Kesef Kenyan.
That's the machlokes.
Rabbi Sai, the Shaila just is. Oh, before the Shaila, let's get for a moment to Vehefta. It doesn't say Venifta, it says Vehefta. So we say the Baal's Messiah Bipidyoina. The Baal's Messiah Bipidyoina. What does that mean, the Baal's Messiah Bipidyoina? So Rav Kalmanson and Sefer Rishima Shiurim Kalmanson is a Magid Shir in New Haven. Rav Kalmanson says the Yisoid of Baal Messiah Bipidyoina is as follows. He brings on the Tosfos, Das Akenim. That really the appropriate amount should be prorated shouldn't be prorated equally based on per year. Why? Because if you take a girl at 6 years old as an amma and she continues working until she's 12 years old, there's no question that her later years are going to have higher value. So therefore, the appropriate value is really different than prorating it equally per dividing it per 6 months. So the Baal Messiah kind of like he's giving her a discount by giving the father discount by allowing him to just give that price. That's called Baal Masehef Etyon. Rashi, he says, Meduik, not like that. Zok the Mizrahi, the Gorari, others in Rashi, the whole fact that I'm willing to take back half of the money is the Baal Masehef. You want to undo the Kenyan, how much would you have to give? Says Shimi Shela, the whole thing. Einochanami, that's the Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, B'toy Chiddush. The Baal Masehef, the Baal says, listen, you don't have to give back the whole thing. Don't give back the whole thing. Just give back half, and you can undo the Kenyan. That's the Chiddush, the Baal Masehef, B'pidyoy, B'etzem, you should have to give back all the money. Why? She worked half the time. Yeah, but I'm coming to undo the Kenyan. Undoing the Kenyan is giving back everything.
So again, like Rashi, it's not. So what's the Masehef? According to Rashi, it's just the Kenyan. So it's not the year.
What do you mean it's just the Kenyan?
According to Rashi, it's just the Kenyan. All you're paying for is the Kenyan. All you're giving back is the money that you made for the Kenyan.
So that means you give back all the money.
Years of work.
The Kenyan was for 6 years.
But it wasn't for each year this amount.
You're right. So that's why she had to give back all the money. So if I paid 600, see, that's the Messiah then. You're not making me pay back 600. I paid 600 for 6 years.
How's the riot from the Megareah?
What is Rashi still riot from the Megareah?
It's already a riot from the fact that she's paying the Raya.
No, because if you understood that, but it depends on what Megareah means. Hold up for a second. Now, the way Rashi understands Megareah, that's telling me that this is pshat. If Megareah means you should really be paying the whole thing, why should I really be paying the whole thing? Because you're undoing the Kenyan. But I only know that it means pay the whole thing because it's called Baal Masehef. Once you tell me Baal Masehef, what does that mean according to Rashi? Right. That is beautiful! It's gorgeous! Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're stuck with a stira. We're stuck with a huge stira in Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah Lamelech. And Hilchos Avodim asked the stira in Rabbeinu Tam. The kasha is, Rabbeinu Tam over here in our Gemara argues with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara seems to say that the fact that there's Giroi and Kesef isn't because the Kenyan happened with Kesef. Maybe the Kenyan happened with Shtar, says Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam argues. And over there the Tosfos read, on Chav Beis, brings Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam over there seems to say that you can nirtza cannot be poida with Giroi and Kesef because it wasn't Nikna Bekesef. Steering Rabbeinu Tam. So, Abayisai, I'd like to tell you the teretz. I think the answer is as follows. Now, if you look carefully in the Rishonim do not understand Rabbeinu Tam this way. And very often, you have to understand the Rishonim, very often, they project what they feel is the pshat, especially over here where Tosri did not hear it directly from Rabbeinu Tam. He says, I heard of the name, I saw the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So this is his understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, but there's a big problem with it because there's a flat-out stira. So we're going to say pshat Rabbeinu Tam is as follows. We have different Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand Giroi and Kesef is dismantling the original Kenyan. Some Rishonim understand that it's a new Kenyan. I'd like to suggest that in theory, Rabbeinu Tam agrees with Rashi. Listen to this. In theory, Rabbeinu Tam agrees with Rashi. With one small adjustment, which is as follows. Let's say I buy a field off you. With what Kenyan, anyone? Chazaka. For how much?
$1,000.
$1,000,000. Let's be big. $1,000,000 field I just bought. With Chazaka. And I don't pay for the field. I did Chazaka. We shake on it. When you're getting the money, 30 days, great. I'm going to come up with it. I'm taking a mortgage. You're going to get your money. Everything's wonderful. Give Aldik. 30 days comes, no money. 60 days come, no money. 100 days come, no money. And the karka's going up in value and going up in value and going up in value. I'm not getting my money. How much money do I owe? Am I owed? I say, you know what, Beis Din? I don't want $1 million. I want my karka back. Can he do that or not?
Nope.
The kinyan happened with what?
Azuka.
But I never got my money. Can he get the tzedek back or not, Rabbi Yisai? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's easiest. Can I, by raise of hands, who thinks you cannot get your tzedek back, aside from Rabbi Chayas? You cannot get your tzedek back. Who thinks you can get your tzedek back? Okay, I might be wrong about this one. I asked, aside for the Tamil Chom and Al-Khabura, I asked Rabbi Silver and I asked Rabbi Wiener. Rabbi Silver said absolutely not. Rabbi Wiener said definitely yes. And I think it might be Machlokes Rishonim in our sugya. It might be Machlokes Rishonim in our sugya. Because Rashi says, if you're not koina with the kesef, then giving back kesef doesn't help you. It has to be kinyan kesef. Vos kumt the Rabbeinu tam tzuzogin. Maybe you're koina with star. But if I give you back the kesef, you never paid me. And if you never paid me, it's not yours. And I can take back my soda or take back my daughter. You never paid me for my daughter. Did a kinyan shtar? I don't care what the kinyan was, but there was an upmach of the demei a mekach. You never gave me demei mekach. I'm taking my daughter back.
You make you have to pay.
That's why it's about buckets.
Every kid is you make the kid.
No, ain't a chanami. Ain't a chanami. You never paid.
Okay, but it's not every
time about buckets. That's why it's a rich.
95 years, I didn't pay. I'll be
paid. Is it? And if I don't pay, it's not mine.
You have to see all of the manshas. I want you to work. Rabbi, what would be in a case of Nirtza? Case of Nirtza. There is no money to ever pay. You can't pay. Nirtza is not nothing. There's no Dmei Mekach on Nirtza. What do you do in order? Bikoina? You drill them. That's it. So over there says the Tosis Rid, the Rabbeinu Tam. You can't tell me over here that he's kind of with anything with Giron Kesef because there was no Kesef Kenyan. Can't be Megarev from the Kenyan. The deal was only Nirtza. If there's a Kenyan that happens with Shtar and money, Chazoka and money, whatever you want and money, there's Dmei Mekach. Then you could give back the Dmei Mekach and take back your fill, take back your Sada, take back your Amma, take back your daughter. Because you never got paid. But if that was a Matana and there's no Dmei Mekach, if it's a Nirtza and there's no Dmei Mekach, like you do Giron Kesef. And maybe Rashi argues. Maybe Rashi holds that the money is a zaitig azach. It's zaitig. It's tangential, which means that you're kind of chazaka. Now I owe you money. Okay, anytime you owe money, so I have to give you money. The field's mine. I was kind of the field's mine. I owe you money. Okay, I got to give you $1 million. From where do I give you $1 million? Maybe it'll come out of my Swiss bank account. Maybe you'll take away my Maserati, my Lamborghini. Maybe you'll take my field. I don't know. Maybe take my, I don't know what you're going to take. But there's no shaykhus. The field is now mine like all other nechassim, and I'm coin to the field. Finished. Now there's a chayv. Zaitik. So therefore, how does Giroi and Kesef work? Unless you're coin with Kesef. It says, no. Even the king was a star. The Dmei Mekach, until you get it, is not Zaitik. And if I never get it, I get my Mekach back. So if I give you back your Dmei Mekach, I take back my Mekach.
But it
didn't, Giroi and Kesef. Right.
Why? You got it.
That's the Chiddush of Giroi and Kesef. I can undo that. So Rashi says you have to undo the Kinyan. You're going to come and do the Tanai of the king. What?
Rashi and the Mammon is basically the acres of the Kinyan.
Right. No, Gemara. Can't learn the Gemara like Rashi. What? Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's Kesef Kinyan. It could be Koinu with Shtar, and you have Dmei Mekach. It could be Koinu with Chazok, and you have Dmei Mekach. So you can't learn our Gemara like Rashi. But he holds in Giroi, and that's Shad Koinu.
The Gemara makes a difference between
Kesef
Kinyan and Hefton. So according to the Rishonim, that Kiddushin is a special Kinyan. But it's also
supposed
to be Kenyan, so it can't be
Madama
to
Kenyan Sunday. Could be. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Beis Hashem, B'li Neder. The top choice is over here. We did it, you just didn't notice. One time I took the island to the Reshiva, Mayor Stern. He said, does your Rebbe read all the places inside? They said, no. I got a little bit of a face. But so we did it. We just missed it. Okay, guys? We did it from 12:15 to 12:20 before the island came in. We did the Taisvis. We got Petch. We're going to start the next sugya. We have to get involved. Sachir. Sachir. There's a lot of details. Make sure you have the psukim in front of you. We're going to try to go through the psukim and all the different details. Hopefully, tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Pleasure.